Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, crime of passion.
The way I behave, whether I'm from Mars and the ladies from Venus, the way I behave will not be the same. It could frustrate my partner. My partner could behave and the way it will frustrate me.
Yeah.
So if a man now says I am from Mars, the other one is from Venus, and now I'm the person who is next to us where life is.
A crime of passion is defined as a defendant's excuse for committing a crime due to sudden anger or heartbreak in order to eliminate the element of premeditation. This usually arises in murder or attempted murder cases when a spouse or sweetheart shoots or stabs one or both of the coupled pair. And this is according to English Law Dictionary. So, is it worthy taking someone's life because of love, or is it worthy taking your own life? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned.
On the beach in Hawaii,
now it's time to welcome to our show, all the way from Nairobi, Kenya, a journalist from Citizen Radio, Ruth Wanjiku. Welcome to the show, Ruth.
Thank you very much.
And of course, in studio is my colleague, Kenneth Odongo Bwire. Welcome back, Kenneth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing crime of passion. Well, in recent days, we've witnessed a series of lovers killing each other or suicidal just because someone has been dumped by a lover or somebody is not getting the love that he expects. Well,
I spoke to an activist from Kenya, Beatrice Waithera, and I wanted to know her take.
First of all, there is a effect of technological advancement.
Okay.
And the fact that technology has come to replace the social settings where we can have people interact and speak about issues they're going through. I also think of the kind of societal standards that we have set is that one for themselves and a day for them all. We are not encouraging conversations. It means that people can talk freely, people can express their feelings and emotions. So people have been suppressing emotions for some time because of the standards that the society has set by itself.
Okay. But if you look at it, Beatrice, social media is here to stay. It's not going nowhere. And the youth, the young people will still continue to use it every day. And that is part of the game anyway. Should there be a line, a cut-off line, when it comes to the matters of the heart?
Well, you've mentioned that indeed, maybe we could explore on parameters on how matters of the heart are handled at the place of communication and communication devices, or rather the place of social media. I believe strongly that the advancement of technology has really replaced the basics of relationships, how people set them up, how people interact, how people meet, and actually discuss and lay terms on how they are going to engage in the relationship. So you'll find that what will normally happen where someone is foot walking looking for you or setting up a date to have a conversation with you and see whether you're a possible suitor, that is replaced with social media engagement. So by the time probably a person is meeting, they're meeting at an intimate level where you might end up establishing that actually this is not the person that we have wanted to actually be in a relationship with, because we get to discover and uncover a lot of personality while in the relationship. But you could have probably replaced that with first of all having one-on-one conversation, meet informally or formally, talk, express yourself, learn each other, make a friendship that actually grows into a relationship. So I think, yes, the parameters should be set and how people use their communication devices, and also go back to the norms and the basics of communication. The basics of communication call for courtesy, call for, in relationships, understanding and being patient with someone. You can't replace even the verbal and nonverbal skills in real life and take that on social media. You see, for instance, like when you're happy or wowed about something, or actually even awed, there is an emoji that replaces that.
Yeah.
And when you're in love with someone, there is another emoji that replaces that in real life.
Yeah.
So yes, I think the parameters should be good.
Thank you, Beatrice Waithera. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing crime of passion.
Well, back to the studio. Someone goes all the way and stabs somebody just because of love. Is losing a lover worth taking somebody's life or your own life? Kenneth Bure, is it really worthy? And people have choices. Are we running out of choices? Or what is happening when these things happen? Do you think that maybe there's a need of help to these individuals? Or maybe love is something different, because some people say, you know, love can be dangerous. But I will say ladies first, as we always do here. Let me first welcome Ruth to take this floor and tell us, Ruth, we have seen these events and issues happening all the time. Why is that? Ruth Wanjiku, welcome.
Thank you very much. I think, first of all, I would say it's very, very disheartening what is happening here in terms of a person buying an axe and sharpening with the intention clearly being to go and kill someone because of love. First of all, I think we are bringing up a generation of people that don't even know how to handle people's heartbreaks. That is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time you're saying that this is a person that has broken your heart, is it? Because you're the first person to be heartbroken. What is happening with us? Can't you deal? I think we are raising young men and women who do not know how to handle simple emotions. You cannot control your heartbreak and what you think of or what comes to your mind is killing. And I also think there's this wrong aspect of self-entitlement, that just because I'm dating someone, that someone becomes your property, that you can do whatever you wish with,
right,
including killing that person. I think it's very, very unfortunate what is happening.
Yeah, that's for sure. You don't own anybody just because you bought them a cell phone or a nice car. Well, Kenneth Bure, are we blaming those who are receiving and maybe the ladies receiving these presents, if you know that you cannot handle staying with this guy who's sending you all these goodies, so
by
to speak?
By the time you give me a gift, by the time you give me a goodie, as you call it, I haven't forced you to give it to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is coming out of what you may refer as love. You are doing it because you feel you love me.
Exactly.
And by the time we have agreed that we love each other, be it in church, be it in a mosque, be it wherever, even if it's in a bush or in a bar,
right,
there is no one of us, there's no point at which one of us will say, I love you until I kill you. Most of them
say
I love you until death put us apart. So if someone sits down and says, now, all these goodies I've been giving to Bure has been using them, has been receiving them, now Bure is dating Wanjiku. Bure has taken me as someone who doesn't value. No, there's something wrong with your brain. There's something wrong with your psychology. You have failed to control your mind. And if a man, a grown-up, fails to control himself, a grown-up who decides to enter into love and knows in love there are two things, there is regrets, there is fulfillment, then you go there and think, I'll be satisfied also, and then you don't have time to think about regrets. You're just, I wouldn't use a strong word, but for lack of better word, I'll say you are just bogus. You are hopeless, and you don't even fit in that society. So we shouldn't blame the receiving end or the giving end. Blame yourself if you go against and say, I love you until I kill you.
Okay, yes, crime of passion is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington. Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
Well, this is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, with Kenneth Bwire and Ruth Wanjiku. Right now, discussing crime of fashion. Do we need to be more careful when we fall in love? Is there a cut-off line when it comes to the matters of
and
the
I
heart?
I spoke to my colleague, Ravia Adam, and I wanted to know, is social media to blame or the problem that crimes of passion increase lately?
I think it's first not that simple to just blame it only on one device like the phones.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to look into how much access we have to the internet in general. It doesn't just have to do with the phones. And then from there, I think then you can look at how people interact nowadays. I think there's a feeling where younger people, or in general, it doesn't really, they don't have to exactly be younger people, but but people who are living in today, they feel a little bit more lonelier. So they look to their phones for excitement. And once you do that, you start looking into your phone for excitement or whatever it is, then you start seeing a lack of communication with people because they look at this device, maybe their computers or laptops, their phones, and they're like, if I want to communicate in any way or form, I can go here and I can get my message across.
Right.
I don't have to look at someone face to face to get my message across nowadays. And I think from there, that's when people start separating themselves and then they start losing more face-to-face communication. So instead of saying good morning when I see you face-to-face, it's like, I'll just text you good morning. It'll be less
this
awkward.
This is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it goes so far into everything. You can talk about this with anything, like relationships.
Yeah.
Why should I have to go up to that girl and talk to her? I'll just text her.
I'll look on Facebook.
Yeah. I'll go see if she's single first on Facebook. What does her status say? One thing I remember learning about in school is like something, how the internet has done something to our brains where we just want satisfaction.
Right.
So we have apps now like Snapchat. I have Snapchat.
Of course. Why not?
Snapchat is something now that people use so they can look like, oh, hey, look, I'm doing this. It could be simple now. People post anything now. Like, oh, I'm at work. Let me just take a picture of my shoes on the ground, not at home. I think it's more and more normal for, like, the kids that are being born today and growing up now in this year and in this generation. I actually feel like they might have so many problems.
You're right. Because this is what they see since they were born.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get that opportunity to have a specific type of skill to communicate directly from each other. They just kept those gadgets after gadgets after gadgets and apps.
Yes.
I'm like, where are we going?
You know? Adam? This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing crimes of passion.
And back to the studio. I will send this question again to you, Beck Ruth Wanjiku. They say that some of these crimes, as you have seen, you've been writing and working on these kind of things, most of the times is the men who are the ones who commit, mostly. But according to what I've seen and read on some of the reports that some newspapers are reporting in Kenya, they're saying that there are women now on the rise of doing the same. Now, what is happening in here?
Definitely, we've seen women attacking women, but I think when it comes to women attacking men, I think it gets to a point where a woman just can't take it anymore. I think she has, she's just fed up, because I believe most of the women appear to be a little bit tolerant, and they will try to cover up the mistakes that are happening. But I think it gets to a point where, especially these young women, they can no longer also control their emotions. But what worries me more is that even people in marriages, this is happening to even people in marriages that have been married not only for 1 year, 2 years, but even for many years. You are reading stories or getting stories of these women actually attacking men. There was a recent case where we had a woman setting her children on fire and the husband.
Wow.
And I think it all comes to dealing with emotions and dealing with heartbreaks, dealing with what is coming around. But you also know, I think even the hard economic times are contributing to this, because, as you know, we are living in difficult economic times. So if I feel that I have given you my 10,000 Kenya shillings, and I feel that you have received this money that I have worked so hard to get, I think it's also contributing. But to me, the major factor in all this is people not being able to tolerate. And there's also the issue of working out. If you realize that this is not working, many women will also try to stay in and protect the image they want to see of married women. So even working out has become an issue, because perhaps you will be judged, or people will look at you differently, they will blame you. So I think some people just decide to stay so that they can cover up. But I think it all comes back to, how are we dealing with issues that are coming our way? Are you killing because of what the person did, because of love, or is it that other issues have been accumulating in your head or in your life, and you just feel you can't take it anymore? So you just take it on a person in the excuse of taking a life in the name of love.
And that is the reason why do we do that. Maybe that's the problem, as you mentioned. How do you take these things accumulate? That's one thing that is very dangerous. But also, they say men are from Mars and women are from Venus. We deal differently with situations, you know? So Kenneth Bearden has this...
Sunday, as Ruth says,
yeah.
You see, if you derive our lives back as Africans, you'll realize that our fathers and our grandfathers,
yeah,
could sample many ladies before they set on one.
Mm-hmm.
And they could not get satisfied with that one. Could continue sampling until they top up, and they top up to up to four or five.
Yeah.
And with four or five, they will still live together. No one regrets the other that, oh, I loved you by all my heart, and then you ended up sampling another one, bringing another co-wife.
Yeah.
So you talked about loving with all your heart.
Yeah.
I feel is loving with all your feelings and leaving your brain not work. If you take your love, you take your brain, you take your feelings, you take your heart into one particular person, that now I love this at all means, that person is also different. You are not brought up by the same father, by the same mother. You are brought up differently in different environments. You behave differently. We respond to things differently.
Mm.
The way I behave, whether I'm from Mars and the ladies from Venus, the way I behave will not be the same. It could frustrate my partner. My partner could behave in a way it will frustrate me.
Yeah.
So if a man now says I am from Mars, the other one is from Venus, and now I'm the person who is next to Earth, where life is, where I need to say my final decision, the other one also comes frustrated. Depression sets in. The other person also starts looking at, I need to be looked at the better person in society. And comes in the word of unfaithfulness, because the other one is not satisfying 100% of what you need from Venus, and from Mars maybe is not enough, the resources are not enough of what you want. You start picking from someone else.
Yeah.
So the other one is investing in his brain, because he has forgotten to his brain to be as a spare to counterattack the heartbreak. He takes all the brain into this lady, All resources investing in this lady. The brain is there. He adds in all his feelings. He adds in all his resources. He adds in all his moves. Then he realizes the lady is also on demand, because every lady, if you are passing and no man try to look at you and say you are beautiful, then you are not, and you are not on market. You are not demand. You will not get someone to settle with you. So yeah. Even your own wife, when it is moving outside at work, there are men who admire her. So the man realizes there are other men admiring my lady and also doing what I'm doing. He has no brain now to control himself. Frustration sets in. Depression sets in. He now thinks of what else. This is the only beautiful lady I've been seeing. I jump and then say, okay, I'll kill her. I'll be in prison and let it be at zero. So we are failing our generation in that. We go on. We sample a lot. We date a lot. We leave this lady. We get for the other lady. We sleep with the other one. We come back to this other one. But by the time you go to settle down, we feel the other lady is also doing what I have been doing. He's also moving out in another relationship because I've also been in the same relationship.
Yeah.
A clash comes in. We fail to control. We keep it to ourselves. Even at our own workplaces, when you are working and you are in relationship with your colleague, you don't want anyone to know. Yet we are grown-ups.
I know.
You don't want even your friend to know that you are in a relationship at all. It is like a taboo. So by the time things become too much, you have not disclosed to anybody, you have not discussed with anyone, is now when you think of moving with an axe which is meant for splitting firewood. Now you are looking for the other person. Even the driver is not aware that you are going to commit a crime. You are just landing the driver into trouble with his car because you keep it to yourself. You are not talking to anyone. There is no go-between. So we carry the blame ourselves. We cause the trouble. We end up with the trouble. We are in a dot-com society. We don't want friends to know our relationship. We don't know. We don't want our parents, even pastors. And the other people just say, hey, so-and-so is now dating, so-and-so is now sleeping, and so-and-so. So depression sets in, and that's when we end up in this. I think that's
you've explained it very, very well. The breakdown is perfect. Can't put it better than that. But I also want to ask Ruth Wanjiku, if this is what it is, for the most part, you see families, you see people in love for so many years. Because as Wira was putting it, don't go in with all your brain and all your emotions and everything. But let me tell you, brother Wira, R. Kelly sang this one song. If a woman loves, you know what? She loves for real. There's nothing like my brain is back here and my body's here. Is that true? Tell me, Wanjiku, about that.
I think that is absolutely true. I would in fact agree with him 100%. Although nowadays it seems when a woman is truly in love, she falls in love completely. That one I agree with. Nowadays it seems a trend whereby perhaps someone is just after, or a woman is after a man for the sake of other benefits. But when it's completely about love, when she falls in love, she falls in love completely with that person, with all her mind, her body, her soul, and everything. That is true.
I say perhaps men are different in handling matters of the heart than women. Is that correct?
Maybe to answer for Ruth.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
It could not be that different, but they are required to be different. Because they are expected to be more stronger than ladies. And men, if you're listening to me, there is a bird called an ego. An ego is the strongest bird, but it endures a lot of trouble. It endures a lot of problems. When the storm is coming, it doesn't go to park on the trees. It goes above the storm. When it is old enough, it has to go into the mountains and suffer by plucking off its feathers, its beak, its everything. It starts a new ovulation, the painful situation, and it lives longer for more than another 35 to 70 years. Now, a man, if you have been rejected by a lady, don't use your brain to go fight for that lady. She has rejected you, period. You will not force her. If you force her, you are raping. You are doing something that you wouldn't even think about doing it. Go back. Settle. Look at your drawing board. Yes, you have lost. You gave it out voluntarily. Nobody forced you. You gave it out thinking she will give in. But she has refused. Go back to the drawing table. think, get a new formula, leave out relationship for that time, because again, you'll get another wound which will break you further. Work hard, get money, get resources. Make sure the other lady can follow and know what you are doing. Beat your competitor who snatched that lady from you financially. Develop your brain very well. Make sure you are successful and go for the friend of that lady. Then that lady, be in a relationship, the friend of the lady who ran away, that is the person you settle down with in a relationship, or the sister or the cousin.
Wow. That's the sister or cousin?
Beat her that's tough. Psychologically and painfully for her to understand and regret the rest of her life. Don't look for an axe to go and split her head. Don't look for a knife to go and stab her. There is a saying, a lady who rejected a man with a vision ends up watching that man in a television.
That Whoa. Kenneth Odongo Bwire, I like that, man. Thank you so much.
That is my take.
All right, brother. I like your take. Thank you so much.
Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back. Welcome back, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored Crime of Passion. And I want to thank you so much, because time is not our greatest ally, as my colleague Shaka Sali says. I want to thank you so much, all the way from Nairobi, Kenya, Ruth Wanjiku from Citizen Radio. Thank you so much for your time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate that. And of course, my colleague Kenneth Bwire, thank you so much for your precious time with me.
Welcome. Always use your brain in everything you do, not love by feelings, no?
Thank you so much. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for an exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be street foods. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A fire has broken.